Praise the Lord. Dear friends, God's protection for us is expressed through various images, and one of these images is tent. The Lord will give us protection in His tent, that is the temple. And today we would like to reflect on not the temple or the tent of the Lord, but the Lord Himself is the tent. The Lord is my tent. First, I read from the book of Revelation, chapter 7, verses 14 to 17. These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship day and night within His temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and He will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. A beautiful image presented of the life eternal. The book of Revelation, written in a context of great persecution, is presenting before us a vision of God protecting the people. And here it is said, the Lord will protect them in His tent. We know the construction of the tent. You have a central pole standing upright, and you have all the pegs around on which the ropes are tied and the sheets are spread. So we have the central pole standing up, and the entire tent is like the hemisphere, the sky. So the tent gives the impression of the horizon and the sky, and the entire universe seems as a tent, and this is presented as the house of God. But the book of Revelation goes a step further, saying it's not only the house of God, but God Himself is becoming the tent. The Greek word is skenosei ep autos. I will spread my tent. I will be a tent for them. God becomes the house. It's not God's house, but God Himself is the house. So we are not going to any particular place, but we are going into God. So God Himself is our house. We live in Him. So as Jesus said, I am in the Father, so and the Father is in me, so also you will be in me. So living in God, not into the tent of God, but into the tent that is God Himself. As the water, the rivers that flow into the sea, or the rain that falls into the sea, merges with it and becomes one, we, our lives flow into God and become one with Him. So we'll be no more separated. It is said, in the heaven, the new heaven and new earth, there was no temple because God Himself is the temple. The New Testament speaks about the human body as a tent. But more than that, the human body is God Himself is the tent into which we are going. Paul, speaking to the Athenians at Areopagus, said, God is not far away from any of us because we are in Him, we live in Him, and we move in Him. In God, we live. So, He is not far away from us. He is closer to us than our body. He is nearer to us than the air we breathe. The Lord in whom we live and move and have our being. So, He is close to us wherever we are. There's no place, no instance where we cannot experience His presence. And this presence will be an eternal presence, giving us happiness, joy, taking away all our sorrows, wiping out every tear, and all the cause of sorrow will be taken away. No more death, no more suffering will be with him, in him, forever. And that is the promise the Lord gives us. Amen.